Ohio Right to Life President Mike Gunadakis is pretty pleased now that Republican Governor John Kasich has signed a budget that includes 5 anti-abortion amendments.
Well, you know, we're going to see these through implementation now for these 5 measures that we've been able to get into Ohio law, and we're going to make sure that they're implemented appropriately. We have some strong interest in adoption reform. Adoption is one of the greatest options for any mother who's not able to raise her own child. So we're going to be working with State Senator Shannon Jones this summer to put a comprehensive adoption reform bill forward. So that's our next step.
Gunadakis says that bill will focus on making adoptions easier and more affordable. He's not ruling out more legislation on abortion, though.
Well, you know, certainly there's 24,000 abortions in Ohio last year, so our work is not done. We're going to continue until we can end abortion in Ohio.
The 5 measures included in this budget would provide more state oversight of abortion clinics, make it harder for them to operate, and would put Planned Parenthood at the back of the line for federal family planning dollars. Gunadakis says he thinks Ohioans want their lawmakers to pass this type of legislation, and he says his organization stands ready to support lawmakers who passed it.
We strongly encourage the other side to make it a political issue because all the polling demonstrates, both state and national polling, that Ohio is a pro-life state. A majority of Ohioans identify with the pro-life movement. So we want it to be a front and center issue because we know for a fact, just look at the latest Quinnipiac polling, Governor Kasich's at 54%. The next day, the same polling showed that President Obama dropped 29 points with women voters in the state of Ohio. So let's make these issues front and center and let's talk about them because we know that Ohioans identify more with the pro-life movement than they do with the pro-choice movement.
That's nonsense, and he knows it.
That's Kelly Copeland with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio. She says Gunadakis is trying to distort the truth.
Every exit poll in Ohio shows that the majority of Ohioans are pro-choice. And everyone who has any sort of memory whatsoever remembers that the 2010 election was about the economy. Governor Kasich in no way campaigned on limiting access to women's reproductive health care. But that's what he got. When he got into office, it was a bait and switch.
Copeland says her group will work to make sure voters remember these issues when they go to the polls next year.
And so it's important that over the next year, coming into his reelection, that voters understand that he has passed more restrictions on access to birth control, cancer screenings, and other women's health care than any other governor in more than a decade, and that they need to keep that in mind when they vote next November in the 2014 election.
Copeland says her group is also looking to take some other immediate actions.
Everything's on the table. We have attorneys and other expert litigators are looking at the language now to determine what kind of legal challenges may happen in the meantime. But ultimately, it'll be the voters who hold Governor Kasich responsible for endangering women's health.
Barring any court action, the new measures involving family planning and abortion will go into effect in 90 days. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.